Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson on sample-based motifs that repeat well in drum and bass. And when I say repeat well, I mean that sweet spot where a little 2 to 4 bar phrase can run for 16, 32, even 64 bars and it still feels hypnotic, like it belongs there, not like it's begging you to mute it. In this lesson, you're going to build a repeatable motif engine. You'll pick a sample, warp it at drum and bass tempo, slice it into something playable, program a tight 2 bar motif, then design variation that keeps identity. And you'll finish by resampling a printed version you can arrange and glitch like a real record. Let's set the session up first. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a great default in the 170 to 176 zone. Now make a few groups so your session stays clean. Drums, bass, motif, and effects or atmos. On the master, temporarily drop a limiter. Ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. Look ahead around 1 millisecond is fine. This is not your final mastering. This is just to stop random experiments from clipping while you're slicing and resampling. Now, choose a motif for the sample. For drum and bass, the classics are short vocal phrases, old funk or soul stabs, Foley and Field recordings, little rave stab snippets, dub siren bits, tape noise, even one weird metallic hit that has personality. What you're listening for is not the best sample ever. You're listening for a sample that has a clear shape, a recognizable transient or contour, something your brain can latch onto as a hook. Also, you want it to live in the mids more than the sub. If your motif has too much low end, it's going to fight your res and your sub and your whole drop will feel cloudy. Here's a quick test. Turn warp on, audition it at project tempo, and ask yourself, could I hear this every 2 bars for a minute without getting annoyed? If yes, it's a candidate. All right, drag your sample into arrangement view on an audio track inside your motif group. Enable warp. Pick the warp mode based on what the sample is doing. If it's rhythmic or percussive, use beat mode, preserve transients, forward loop mode, and pull the envelope somewhere around 30 to 60 to tighten it. If it's a vocal phrase or something full and complex, try Complex Pro. Formants at 0 to start. Envelope may be 80 to 120 for a more natural sound. If it's more sustained and synthy, tones or texture can be your friend. Texture is also amazing later for the resampled dirty version. Now do something that matters a lot in drum and bass. Set your bar line psychology. Before you add effects, decide your reset moment. In other words, what does the loop do right at the end of bar 2, right before it comes back to 1? Is it a tiny rest, a pickup into the downbeat, a tail that gets cut hard, a tag hit that tells your ear we're home? That reset moment is the difference between this is a hook and this is a loop going in circles. A practical move, leave a 1/16th to 1/8th rest rate before 1.1.1, or hard gate the final slice so it stops cleanly. Now, align the start. Find a meaningful transient. Right click and set 1.1.1 here. Make a clean 2-bar selection that loops tightly, then consolidate. Command or Control J. At this point, treat even melodic samples like percussion. Snap it to the grid first. Swing later. Now we turn it into a playable motif instrument. Right-click that consolidated clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient, unless you've placed warp markers you really trust. Then you can slice by warp markers. Choose the built-in simpler slicing preset so you get a drum rack of slices. Now you've basically built a little phrase kit. But here's the advanced mindset. Your motif needs an anchor. Pick one domain where identity stays stable. You can anchor the rhythm, same hit pattern, different slices, or anchor the timbre, same slice, but you move it rhythmically, or anchor the contour, same up-down feeling with pitch changes. Pick one anchor. If you vary rhythm, timbre, and contour all at once, your ear stops recognizing it as a motif and it just becomes random edits. Now, select 4 to 10 slices that feel like the phrase. You're not obligated to use the whole sample. In drum and bass, less is usually more, because repetition is the whole point. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip and program a pattern with syncopation. Live mostly on 16ths. Save 30 seconds for little fills and punctuation. Emphasize offbeats. That's where the rolling feeling comes from. And quick teacher note, gain staging in slice racks matters more than people think. Some slices will be way louder than others. Before you start getting precious with effects, go into the drum rack and adjust pad volumes or simpler volumes so your key slices hit with consistent energy. When levels are consistent, saturator and compression behave predictably, and your motif feels intentional. Next, groove. Controlled swing, not sloppy swing. Open the groove pool and grab something like MPC 16 Swing around 55 to 60, or any SB 1200 style groove if you want a bit of crunch in the feel. Apply it to the motif clip with timing around 30 to 60%, velocity maybe 10 to 25%, and random very low, like 0 to 10%. The goal is a rolling pocket, not two drummers arguing. And here's the key. Make your groove consistent across motif and drums. Either apply the same groove to your hats or tops and your motif, or keep the groove subtle and only let a couple motif hits swing. When one element is swung and the other is rigid, it can feel like the track is split in half. Now let's build the motif bus. This is where repeatable really happens, because we're going to give it movement and mix discipline. Route your motif track or tracks into a group called motif bus. First, EQ 8, high pass it, usually somewhere from 120 up to 250 Hz. In drum and bass, you often high pass earlier than you think. If it gets thin, don't panic. Your bass owns the low end. Your motif is there to hypnotize the mids. If it's harsh, a small dip around 2 to 4 kHz, maybe minus 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q. If it needs air, a gentle shelf around 8 to 12 kHz, 1 to 3 dB, but only if it actually benefits. Don't add fizz just because you can. Next, saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Then trim the output so it's not just louder. We want density and repeatable grit, not volume trickery. Next, auto filter for motion. Choose a low pass 24 if you want the motif to feel like it's breathing open and closed, or band pass 12 if you want it to speak in a narrow lane. Set the bass cutoff somewhere sensible, like 4 to 10 kHz for low pass, or 1 to 3 kHz for band pass. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.6. Then add the LFO, rate 1/8 or 1/4, and keep the amount subtle, like 5 to 20%. You want movement you feel more than you hear. If the filter sounds like a special effect, it's probably too much for a long loop. Then utility, set width carefully, anywhere from 80 to 120% depending on the sample. But if it's a vocal snippet with sharp consonants, consider keeping the dry signal pretty mono and centered. If you want width, do it with a send, like a short echo, so the center stays stable in the mix. Now echo, time 1/8 dotted or 1/4, feedback 10 to 25%. Filter the echo hard, high pass around 300 to 600 Hz, low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Keep it tucked, like 8 to 18% dry wet. The echo isn't there to wash your motif out. It's there to leave little fingerprints at the edges, so repetition feels alive. Now sidechain compression. Put a compressor on the motif bus, sidechain it from your drums bus. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds so transients survive. Ready 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not pumping for style, you're making space so the motif sits under the drums by default. At this point, your motif should already loop better, because it's controlled. But we need a variation without losing identity. Make 3 clips from your main 2-bar pattern. Variation is call and response. Bar 1 plays normal. Bar 2 removes 30 to 50% of hits. Leave space for the snare and the bass movement. Bass is power, especially in rolling drum and bass. Variation B is rhythmic displacement. Duplicate the clip and move one key slice 1/16th earlier every other bar, but keep the ending consistent so it resolves cleanly. That resolution is your reset moment again. You can get wild, but you come home on time. Variation C is your texture version. This is where you resample. Tolo the motif bus. Create a new audio track called Resample Motif. Set its input to resampling. Record 4 to 8 bars. Now warp that recorded audio. Try texture mode. Grain size somewhere like 20 to 60 milliseconds. And experiment with tiny repitch moments for that old school tape vibe. The goal is not to destroy the motif, it's to create a grimier twin you can fade in and out during the drop. And if you want a really consistent, repeatable grit, here's a nice trick. Put multiband dynamics on the motif bus before you resample. Do a gentle upward push on the highs or a slight compression in the mids. Nothing extreme. Then resample 8 bars. Now you've printed a texture that won't shift unpredictably when you automate other stuff later. Now let's talk arrangement. Because a motif that repeats well is not just sound design. It's how you reveal it. Use this arc, reveal, intensify, break, recontextualize. In a 32-bar drop, you might do bars 1 to 8 with the motif lower in the mix, filter slightly closed. Bars 9 to 16 you open the filter a touch, and introduce variation A every 4 bars. Bars 17 to 24 you switch to the resampled audio motif for grit and do a quick stutter fill, like a 1/32nd moment, Once or twice, bars 25 to 32 pull the motif out for 2 bars, then slam it back with variation B. Automation targets that keep repetition exciting without rewriting the motif. Tiny auto-filter cutoff moves, little echo dry wet throws at bar ends, a small saturator drive lift going into a new phrase, utility width changes where you narrow it in busy moments and widen it when you want it to feel bigger. Also, give your motif punctuation every 8 bars. One consistent landmark, a stutter, a short silence, or a single-pitched question mark hit. If it repeats every 8, it becomes a signpost in DJ-friendly sections, and the listener subconsciously tracks the structure. Now a few common mistakes to avoid. Number 1. Too much low end. If your motif is heavy below 200, it will crowd the drop instantly. High pass it earlier than you think. Number 2. Overvariation. If everything changes every bar, it stops being a motif. Keep one anchor consistent. Number 3. Timing that fights the drums. If it feels drunk, reduce groove amount, or commit the groove and tighten just the key hit so the pocket locks. Number 4. Too wide or too wet. A wide, reverby motif will blur into amen-style tops and ride patterns. Filter your echo and control width. Number 5. No reset point. Make sure the loop has a moment of resolution. A tiny gap, a consistent ending hit, or a cleanly cut tail. Now, for darker or heavier drum and bass, a couple pro moves. Try a shadow motif layer. Duplicate the motif. Pitch it down 12 or 7 semitones. Low pass it hard. Add distortion. Then tuck it super low. You'll feel it more than hear it. Try frequency shifter subtly, in ring or FM mode. Fine set to like 5 to 30 Hz. That adds an easy metallic motion, without rewriting your notes. And consider the two lanes approach, foreground versus ghost. Your main motif statement is clear and recognizable. Then you add a ghost reply layer that's filtered, short, and quiet. This audio version is shortened for playback.